Nick Kammers is the 2024 Area 35 Special Olympian of the Year and he deserved it. Area 35 covers Chippewa, Luce and Mackinac counties. The prestigious award not only acknowledges his success in winning numerous competitions, but also his commitment and desire to help outside the games. Nick's grandmother, Kathy Bensel, has been his guardian since he was 10 years old and first introduced him to Special Olympics. Bensel said the family learned Nick had autism, attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, oppositional defiant disorder, ODD, and bipolar disorder when he was 6 years old. There were some tough times for Nick and his family when he was in his teens. He had hormones affecting the medications so they didn't work right. We had to spend a little time apart, but it was for the good because when he came home, we have not had any problems. The medications he's on now put him in a really good place, Bensel explained. Nick always had a love for sports, and when he began competing he quickly excelled. I liked basketball when we had it. I like my snowshoeing. My snowshoeing, I'm first in the state in the 50 meters and 100 meters. I also did power lifting for a while, my max deadlift was 405. I swim, I do my bocce ball. I bowl. I like bowling more now, Nick said. In fact, it was at a unified bowling tournament that Nick received the special 2024 Area 35 Michigan Special Olympics Athlete of the Year. I was told he was being nominated for it, but we did not know he was getting it. They had a banquet which we weren't able to attend. So, the area director brought it home and presented it to Nick at our bowling tournament. So I'm very proud of him. You know, it's just not how well he does in his sports. But Nick is always there to help carry things, run for the coaches or whatever. They can all ask Nick, "Hey, Nick, will you go do this for me?" Not a word out of Nick. And he's right there doing it, Bensel said. Bensel is not only Nick's grandmother and legal guardian, she is also the Area 35 Special Olympics assistant director and coach. Nick's bedroom is full of ribbons, awards, certificates and posters all related to his success in Special Olympics. However, there is one certificate he got that could top all. It's a certification of recognition from the Sault Ste. Marie Fire Department and Fire Chief Edwin Miller. The award was through the fire department. During the Christmas blizzard, Tristan and I were clearing a driveway and they heard a call that an ambulance was stuck, so I went over there with him and helped shovel and dig them out, Nick explained. Tristan Cooper is a firefighter and paramedic with the department. Outside of competing in Special Olympics, Nick loves handyman work. He clears snow off roofs. He clears sidewalks and driveways. And down the road, he eventually would like to get into construction when Cooper retires. Bensel has always maintained a positive outlook on her grandson. With the help of his sister, Robin, and her fiancé, Tristan, Nick will be looked after and taken care of, even after Bensel is unable to. I never tell him, no, you cannot do that because you have disability. We find a way to work around it. A lot of my friends commend me on taking care of Nick. They say he is a handsome young man and he does very well. And he does. I am very proud of him, Bensel said. For more information about the Area 35 Special Olympics, click here.